and it's time for the Liberty Net. I got a call from Jesse yesterday. He said he wasn't going to be able to make it, and he asked me to take over the net, so I hope there's somebody out there. But anyway, so I'm going to call CQ for the Liberty Net. This is KO4FE, net control for the Wednesday night net, at least this week. So CQ Liberty Net, CQ Liberty Net. Looking for check-ins for the Wednesday night Liberty Net. If you want to check in, it's a current events discussion net. Been on the air since 1974. I think it's the longest continuously running net on amateur radio. Formerly headed by legendary net control operator W1WCR, who ran the net, I think, for 40 years. So anyway, he's been under the weather. And so anyway, we've had various stations, Marty, N2IRJ, KA8JOY, and Jesse. KG4ZXC. So anyway, I'm going to have to step in there tonight. But anyway, so I'm going to take looking for check-ins for the Wednesday night Liberty Net, CQ Liberty Net. So if you want to check into the net, please give your call.
I'm going to be your first one tonight there, Mr. Bill. KAHJOY.
Okay, Bob, how's it going tonight? Anything new out there in Ohio? Signal's pretty good.
Ohio's doing fine. The band has been pretty poor when I've been messing around a little bit lower on the band, but tonight's fair, so hopefully it'll hold out for the duration. Over.
Yeah, Roger, you're about 20 over. I have no problem copying you. Jesse said he's having some radio problems. We were talking about, I suggested to him that he run a sloper antenna from his house up to the top of his tower. If he could get it, maybe he said it's about 300 feet from the house. He could get a pretty good sloper and fed, and it'd be simple to put up and use that as a backup antenna. At least he wouldn't have to rely on controlling his rig from the internet. But anyway, he said he was going to give that some serious thought. But anyway, until then, he's got to sort his problems out. So let me give another CQ call out there for any check-ins for the Wednesday night Liberty Net. Go ahead now.
Hey, it's Paul OK there, Bill.
Okay, Larry, coming in fine as usual. How's it going down in Tennessee?
It's been cold. It's starting to warm up a little bit. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's been cold up here in the 30s for the past several days, but I think it's supposed to get, I think I was talking to somebody, they said it was supposed to get up in the 50s, maybe by the weekend. I guess that's not bad for December, but anyway, I'm hoping this winter goes through without too much trouble. I'm not looking forward to having a lot of snow, but I did get my snow blower. Had to put a new carburetor on it, and got it ready to go. Got gas for it. Got it aimed the correct direction in the garage, so all I have to do is open the garage door and drive it out. But I wouldn't complain if I didn't have to use it. So anyway, let me see if there's some more check-ins out there. CQ Liberty Net, any more check-ins for the Wednesday night Liberty Net? Come now. Any any check-ins for the Wednesday night Liberty Net? Okay, KC1, Gulf Whiskey Mike, coming in fine style. I think you checked into the net before, but I don't remember your name. Could you give me your name? Oh, I remember you. How could I forget that name? So anyway, let me see if there's any more out there. Anybody, any more check-ins? Last call for the Wednesday night Liberty Net.
N0LIW. N0LIW relay.
Yeah, repeat the last three letters.
Yeah, it was N0 Lima Italy Whiskey LIW. LIW.
Yeah, I got that. What's the name there?
Yeah, name is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo, Minneapolis.
Can you relay that, Larry? He's just above the noise.
Minneapolis. Must be Minnesota. What's your name out there, sir? I didn't catch you. I'll relay.
Yeah, no problem. Name here is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo.
Dave, D-A-V-E.
Okay, Dave, glad to have you on the net. Let me give one more call, see if there's anyone else out there. Anyone else want to check into the Liberty Net? Come now.
KD0RSA, I'll just be sitting here listening over.
Yeah, Larry, did you get that call?
Yeah, that's Mo up in Nebraska.
I'll be all ears.
Okay, Mo, so you're just going to be in the listening mode tonight?
Roger, roger, roger.
Okay, well, glad to have you in there anyway. If you need to make a transmission or get triggered, let us know. We'll put you on the list. All right, anybody else want to check into the net? Well, I think that's about it, so we'll check later for more check-ins, but I'll start out with a little article here. It's kind of interesting. I don't know if anybody's been following this situation with Eric Swalwell, the great Trump hater, Russian conspiracy monger. Here it comes out. I'll read the headline. Donald Trump Jr. accuses senior Democrat Eric Swalwell of sleeping with Chinese spy after honey trap revealed to have targeted politicians, including older Ohio mayor who said he was teaching her English. Donald Trump Jr. accused Democratic Rep. Eric Swalwell of sleeping with a Chinese spy following a bombshell report about a counterintelligence probe of an alleged spy who targeted politicians in California and around the country. Axios reported Tuesday on a U.S. probe of the Chinese spy effort carried out by a woman named Fang Fang, who cultivated ties with U.S. politicians over a period stretching over 4 years up through 2015. The effort included her successful effort to forge connections with Swalwell when he was a Bay Area councilman. She did fundraising for his 2014 congressional campaign, according to the story, was able to help place an intern on his staff. Well, that may be another Chinese spy. the story does not report any romantic or personal relationship between Swalwell and the woman, although it does say U.S. investigators discovered her having sexual relationships with two unidentified mares from the Midwest while U.S. authorities were monitoring her. So anyway, there's been other stories that have come out. Swalwell is not denying that he banged this whore. I think there's no doubt that she's a Chinese spy, but Swalwell's not denying any sexual relationship with her. He, at least not in the article I saw, and she's with a bunch of other politicians. And the funny thing is, she's not even hot. You know, I don't think she's all that good looking. I wouldn't think that any politician would take the risk of being involved with her. I mean, she's average at best. I don't know. Who knows what motivates these people? But anyway, so I thought I'd lead that out since that was, or lead off with that since that's the story that's floating around today. So anyway, let me pass it over to Bob, K-A-8-J-O-Y, LibertyNet from KO4FE. Take it away, Bob.
Thank you, Bill. KO4FE, K-A-8-J-O-Y. Good evening, to all that are listening to the LibertyNet, including Mr. Mo way out there in Nebraska. Well, my lead story was also the Swalwell thing. I think it's interesting. An anonymous FBI official told the San Francisco Chronicle that, quote, Swalwell was completely cooperative and under no suspicion of wrongdoing, unquote. Of course, because he's a Democrat. Had he been a Republican, all hell would have broke loose. But no, he's a good boy. I was looking at some of these alleged appointments for the sleepy sloppy Joe Biden, and one of his is the Secretary of HUD, Housing and Urban Development, and he has apparently selected Martha Fudge from the great state of Ohio, a black radical female from the 11th District of Ohio, and she, I mean, again, Cleveland is a mess. It's a democratically run city, a democratic mayor, a democratic police chief. It's a shitstorm in Cleveland, Ohio, and she's from there, of course. And she's to head up HUD, Housing for Urban Development. So you can just imagine what kind of money she'll pass on to these Section 8 people who have no respect for the property that they live in, who will just tear it up and will throw hundreds of thousands of maybe even millions of dollars towards these people to try to make them in comfortable living, and they'll just turn around and crap on it. That's just what happens with these different housing developments. So with that, so that in case the band goes sour, I'll pass it back to you, Bill, KO4FE, K-A-8-J-O-Y.
Okay, K-A-8-J-O-Y. This is KO4FE. Okay, Bob, very good. Yeah, you know, there's, I think there's going to be some more stories coming out on this Swalwell case. He's blaming Trump. He's saying the story's ridiculous, but as far as I can tell, he hasn't denied having sex with this Chinese woman. So we'll have to see if he actually will deny that. Whether you believe him or not is a whole nother story. So anyway, let me get it down to Larry. N4ROQ and the Liberty Net. This is KO4FE. Go ahead, Larry.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Hey, there's a... I was stunned when I saw this on Coast to Coast today because it may make an impression with, it should, a lot of people around. This Coast to Coast AM has got had an interview here with a retired Israeli general, and he claims that aliens exist. This is a former head of Israel's space security program. Well, I be daggone, my computer went off. Here, it maybe come back on here. This RF is not good on the computer. I'll try to get back from it a little bit. The former head of Israeli space security program has sparked worldwide headlines following a shocking interview in which he claimed that humans have made contact with aliens and that their, let me try to get this a little better here, that their existence has been kept secret at the behest of a galactic federation of extraterrestrials. Behest of a galactic federation of extraterrestrials. So these are more than just one group, guys. The wild assertions were reportedly made by Haim Eshed, E-S-H-E-D, in a piece published this past Friday by the Israeli newspaper. I can't pronounce that word. In the interview, the retired general, who is now an esteemed professor, told a reporter that the United States and Israel have been in contact with ETs for quite some time. Eshed went on to say, there is an agreement between the U.S. government and the aliens. They signed a contract with us to do experiments here. Part of that unsettling pack, he said, includes a secret underground base on Mars, which is staffed by a team of ETs and Americans. Remarkably, Eshed, that's spelled E-S-H-E-D, revealed that President Trump has been poised to reveal this information to the public, but was thwarted when the Galactic Federation, which presumably governs intelligent species in the galaxy, intervened and requested that such a disclosure not occur. Their reasoning, he explained, was that humanity isn't ready and that mass hysteria could unfold if the veil of secrecy was lifted. As for when such a disclosure might occur, he somewhat vaguely indicated that the Galactic Federation has been waiting until today for humanity to develop and reach a stage where we will understand in general what space and spaceships are. While the entire tale shared by Eshed sounds like a fantastic theorizing of a UFO enthusiast or conspiracy buff, his stature as the former head of Israeli space security program for a whopping 30 years gives the account an undeniable air of credibility. He credited changing attitudes within academia for his decision to go public with these revelations. If I had come up, I have to get back on it. It's jumping around on me here. Let's see if I can find it again here. If I'd come up with what I'm saying today 5 years ago, I would have been hospitalized. He mused. Today, they're already talking differently. I have nothing to lose. I've received my degrees and awards. I am respected in universities abroad, where the trend is also changing. As one might imagine, Eshed's statements have prompted many to seek comment or confirmation from the Israeli government or military, but neither have offered any response as of yet. That said, it would appear the interview was not the end of the retired general's intergalactic whistleblowing, as he has apparently published a book. Be nice to have that book, guys, in which he tells the world more about this purported contact with aliens, including how they have prevented nuclear wars in the past. So, amazing disclosure today from a former retired Israeli military general of 30 years in the military about aliens, alien base, and we're working with them on Mars. And there is a federation of aliens out there, and they have also stopped many nuclear wars, which I don't doubt.
So anyway, you guys, this is on Coast to Coast AM, by the way, COASTTOCOASTAM,
and look under, you probably can look under, let's see how the guy's name was, Eshed, I believe, Israeli, retired Israeli general, and look that up, I mean, it'll be there. Okay, well, moving on, I've got another article regarding, this is interesting. You remember the illnesses back in Cuba here a while back? They think it's from microwave radiation. It says illnesses blamed on microwave radiation. This comes from Washington. A new report by National Academy of Sciences, the committee found that a directed microwave radiation is likely the cause of illnesses among American diplomats in Cuba and China. So they've been happening in China also. The study commissioned by the State Department is the latest attempt to find a cause for the mysterious illnesses that started to emerge in late 2016 among U.S. personnel in Havana. The study found that directed pulse radio frequency energy appears to be the most plausible explanation for symptoms that included intense head pressure, dizziness, and cognitive difficulties. It found this explanation was more likely than any previously considered causes, such as tropical disease or psychological issues. The study did not name a source for the energy and did not say it came as a result of an attack, though it did note that previous research on this type of injury was done in the former Soviet Union. The health effects were experienced by about two dozen Americans affiliated with the U.S. Embassy in Cuba, as well as Canadian diplomats and personnel at the U.S. consulate in China in early 2017. Between late 2016 and May 2018, several U.S. and Canadian diplomats in Havana complained of health problems from an unknown cause, and I remember when that happened. One U.S. count put the number of American personnel affected at 26. So these daggone Chinese and Cubans, and whoever who's backing them there are microwaving our microwave radiation, our guys over there. So don't take any pity on these guys. So back to you up there, Bill. From Larry in Tennessee on the Liberty Net, this is N4ROQ. Back to net.
Okay, N4ROQ, Liberty Net. This is KO4FE. Okay, Larry. Well, you know, the thing about these UFO stories is, I think it was, I was talking to Marty about this a while back, and you know, I think it was Stephen Hawking's, the wheelchair-bound genius who's, I don't know what his degrees are in, physics or astronomy or something like that, but he's recognized as an expert on all kinds of complex scientific questions, but he'd made something to the effect that you better not hope for these UFOs to be real, because if they are, it may be a bad news for humanity. And if it goes the way it usually goes on Earth, if a superior group encounters an inferior group as far as technology goes, it usually doesn't work out too well for the technologically inferior group. So I'm not looking forward to any space aliens showing up here. If there are UFOs, I'd like to see some damn proof of it, not just videos and things like that. I'd like to see something that was concrete proof. but I still wouldn't be looking forward to it. That's just my opinion. So anyway, let's go on up here to Bill, KC1GWM in the Liberty Net. This is KO4FE. Take it away, Bill.
Woo-hoo. Oh, boy, this is going to be fun, I'm telling you. Yep, look, the UFO thing. Yep, if they're here, well, hell, ain't nothing we're going to do about it. Hell, just to go along for the ride, because I think they got a lot more power than we do. If you don't mind, I'd like to drop back to that Swalwell thing. He's a piece of crap, if you ask me. You know what I mean? He had the opportunity, not a good one, but an opportunity to meet him at a gun shop here in New Hampshire. And, oh man, he flip-flop like Julian Blaine trying to say he was for gun, you know, gun support and all that. And, yeah, after he left the show, man, we about patted him on his ass and said, go on your way, boy. You know, man, that guy is two cases of shit, damn me.
Yeah, Roger, is that the end of your transmission?
Oh, I should go on it for a lot longer. I want to see if is he married? Man, he's hanging around on all this stuff, you know. I took a note and said, you know, for better or for worse, you know, better or poorer and all that stuff, you know. Man, you know, I got a great wife and, man, it's been great.
Yeah, Roger, well, most politicians, I don't think, take that oath. Their marriage oath or vow any more seriously than they take their oath to the Constitution. Well, anyway, Bill, okay, thanks for those comments. Let's get over to Dave, N0LIW from KO4FE. Take it away, Dave. N0LIW. Dave, come in. No, I guess he's taking a break. Anyway, let me see if there's anyone else out there. Anyone else want to check into the Liberty Net? Come now. Well, we got a short list tonight, then. Let me throw this story in. I always get a kick out of these various liberal churches. I just laugh at some of the things they do. But anyway, here's a headline off Breitbart. New Swedish children's Bible to have diversity and gender perspectives. A new translation of the Holy Bible from the original Hebrew and Greek for children in Sweden is set to also include perspectives on diversity and gender. Well, let me just say this about that. you know, they act like Greek is a dead language. I mean, the Greeks had one of the earliest churches. Christianity's been in Greece for 2,000 years. They've had the Bible, one of the earliest Bibles. Old Testament was the Septuagint, was written and translated into Greek in like 400 BC, I think. So anyway, there's been Christians in Greece and people knowledgeable about the Bible there for over 2,000 years, yet these liberals are always coming up with new interpretations of the Bible, saying, well, retranslated the Greek, or we went to the original Greek. Well, you know, if you want to know what the Bible says in Greek, why don't you just go ask the Greeks? They never do that, but they're always having to come up with some new twist, and it's always for some kind of a subversive reason. But anyway, continuing with the story, the new translation is the first in 25 years and will be undertaken by the Church of Sweden's Bishop Soren Dalevi, who assumed his role as Bishop of Karlstad in 2016. The starting point was to make a children's Bible that had not existed in Sweden before for a very long time, namely one that has both the stories, the hymns, and the most famous prayers, and the Swedish children's book illustration style, which is very unique, Dalevi told broadcaster SVT. While most Sweden's children's Bibles in the past have been translated from English, this new children's Bible will be translated from the original Hebrew and Greek. According to Dalevi, the new translation will also include diversity among the various characters who he claimed were all portrayed as being white in prior children's Bibles, and that there will be a so-called gender perspective. Wonder what that is. Listen to this. Dalevi told SVT that among the gender perspectives will be the notion that man did not perhaps come before woman in the story of Genesis, despite the book of Genesis chapter 2 verses 21 through 24 being reasonably clear on that point. Yeah, so they're going to rewrite it. The Church of Sweden is known to be one of the most progressive liberal Christian churches in Europe and has long supported various causes such as the LGBT movement. Last year, a church in Malmo came under criticism after unveiling an LGBT altar painting. Could you imagine such a thing? Which depicted such same-sex couples and transgendered individuals set at the scene of the book of Genesis. And then they got a picture of two hideous-looking bishops, women. They both, I don't even want to. Anyway, the painting was later removed. Now listen to this. The painting was later removed due to criticism from the LGBT activists that it portrayed transgender people in a negative light, as they were depicted as being associated with a snake in the Garden of Eden. A 2018 report claimed that support for the Church of Sweden is on decline. Wonder why. And that the progressive church is expected to lose over 1 million members in the next decade. In 2015, the world's first lesbian bishop, a Swede, proposed a church remove signs of the cross and mark the direction of Mecca on the floor to aid Muslim worshipers. Oh, for God's sake, why did he even bother to call it a church? Why do these people... You know, the only reason they claim to be Christians is so they could destroy what's left of Christianity in Sweden. That's really all it's about. So anyway, let's go to Bob, KAHJOY, Liberty Net from KO4FE.
All righty, Mr. Bill, and glad to be back again. One quick thing, I heard that... Sleepy Sloppy Joe made a comment that within his first 100 days, he was going to make some kind of an executive order that transgenders can use the locker room of choice. I do not understand why less than 1% of the population, like not even 0.5% of the population, is allowed to do whatever they want and just run ripshot over the rest of the population. If you got a penis, you go in the men's room. If you got a vajayjay, you go in the ladies' room. I don't know why this is so hard, but boy, we keep on kowtowing to these people. So the article I have here is from the Epoch Times, which I do enjoy that that paper. Larry and I have talked about it. YouTube announced that from December 9th, it will block and remove content that contains statements alleging widespread fraud or errors charged change the outcome of the historical U.S. political election, unquote. The Google-owned firm said that it was because of the safe harbor deadline on December 8th and the presidential election had passed, claiming that enough states had certified their election results. However, there are still outstanding legal challenges, including one in the Supreme Court, that could change the outcome of the election. YouTube's statement made no mention of these and has no mention of it of the December 14th Electoral College vote date. The Epoch Times has not declared a winner of the election, but according to the San Bruno, California-based company, we will start removing any piece of content uploading today or any time after that misleads people by alleging that widespread fraud or errors change the outcome of the 2020 U.S. presidential election in line with our approach towards historical U.S. presidential elections. So basically, they're going to remove stuff that's truthful. Quote, for example, we will remove videos claiming that the presidential candidate won the election due to widespread software glitches or counting errors. We will begin enforcing this policy today, which is the 8th, and will ramp up in the weeks to come, the firm wrote. As always, news coverage and commentary on these issues can remain on our site if there's sufficient education, documentary, scientific, or artistic content. It did not elaborate on the context it requires. Yeah, if they don't like it, they're going to take it out. The company that said that it will guide people to a sort of information provided by corporate news outlets such as ABC, CBS, NBC, or CNN, the Clinton News Network. Over the past month since the election, these news outlets have provided little coverage of lawsuits and allegations of election fraud. That's right, because they're all Democrat left-wingers. The Epoch Times has reached out to President Donald Trump's team for comment. On Twitter, YouTube's announcement was slammed by conservative communicators who said the company is engaging in censorship. YouTube has declared you are now forbidden from criticizing the government's handling of election, wrote Onan's Jack Pasebik. Several weeks ago, YouTube's channel was suspended So basically, they're telling us that we cannot have our First Amendment right. Only the left can have their First Amendment right. It's pathetic. Back to you, Mr. Bill. KO4FE, KAHJOY.
Okay, KAHJOY, Liberty Net from KO4FE. Yeah, it was nice back in the early days of YouTube. You could put videos on there about just about anything, and there was no censorship at all. That's when it was good. Nowadays, I've mentioned before that one of my hobbies is restoring vintage electronics. Recently got into building a guitar amp. I was watching a guitar amp video guy, you know, basically repairs guitar amps, builds them. It's purely an electrical YouTube channel, and he made a joke about ISIS during one of his videos, just some stupid little thing, wasn't threatening or anything, and he had a local sheriff and two FBI agents showed up at his house wanting to question him, and the sheriff was, you know, he was obviously embarrassed. He knew it was bogus that he said, I know you're not part of ISIS, you know, he says, I knew this, you know, there was nothing to what you said during your video, but he said, somebody around here saw the video and called the FBI. So he says, we had to come out here and, you know, see what, at least make an investigation. And then they just said, okay, well, we're not worried about it. We know you're not doing anything wrong. It was just somebody got excited, and they left. And this guy was just dumbfounded that, you know, somebody would actually call the FBI because he mentioned ISIS in a joking way while he was working on a guitar amplifier. So that's how far it goes. And, of course, probably YouTube is threatening to pull his channel over this. It's just insane. So, anyway, let's go to Larry, see if he's... got anything on the board for this round. N4ROQ, Liberty Net from KO4FE. Take it away.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Here's an article on SpaceX. SpaceX launches space station supplies for a holiday feast. SpaceX launched a new, bigger version of the Dragon supply ship to the International Space Station on Sunday, marking the first time the company has two capsules aloft at the same time. The Dragon, packed with Christmas treats and presents, should reach the space station Monday, joining the Dragon that delivered four astronauts last month. Now, at least these companies have got you really believe that they took them a bunch of presents up there, and that's how they took them? I'm sure that was wasn't a lot of that probably cost a million or more to send that capsule up there. I know they wouldn't just take a bunch of presents. That'd be something else. But I guess this was something that made the news. The Dragon, packed with Christmas treats and presents, should reach the space station Monday, joining the Dragon that delivered four astronauts last month for the astronauts' Christmas feast. The Dragon is carrying roast turkey, cornbread dressing, cranberry sauce, shortbread cookies, and tubes of icing. So, somebody's got some money if they can afford to send them a holiday feast up there, don't they? All right. Families sue sellers of ghost guns. This comes from the Associated Press in the USA Today. Some of Los Angeles families of those killed and wounded in a rural California shooting rampage 3 years ago are suing manufacturers and sellers of ghost gun kits that provide easy-to-assemble firearm parts that makes it difficult to track or regulate owners. A pair of wrongful death lawsuits filed last month in separate state courts accused 13 defendants of negligence, public nuisance, and violation of business codes. The cases were brought by Brady United, the national nonprofit that advocates against gun violence. Cody Wilson, the director of Ghost Gunner Incorporated, one of the defendants, called the suits low-effort attempts to confuse the public and frustrate the lawful purpose of making your own firearms in California. The plaintiffs include the families of Michelle McFadden, Diane Steele, Daniel Lee, and Joseph McHugh, who died in the November the 2017 shooting at San Francisco Cardenas, who suffered serious injuries. Investigators say the shooter, Kevin Neal, manufactured an unregistered rifle used in the rampage. Okay, moving on. House moves to approve defense bill amid Trump veto threats. Comes from Washington. The Democratic-controlled House is moving toward approval of a wide-ranging defense policy bill, even as President Donald Trump renews his threat to veto the bill unless lawmakers clamp down on social media companies. These claims were biased against him during the election. Trump tweeted Tuesday that he will veto the act unless it repeals so-called Section 230, a part of Communications Code that shields Twitter, Facebook, and other tech giants from content liability and drops a provision to rename BASIS. So Trump's still fighting these liberal Democrats that want to rename BASIS and all kinds of different provisions they're putting in these laws. Okay, let's see. Judge dismisses Flynn case. A federal judge in Washington on Tuesday dismissed the criminal case against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn 2 weeks after a pardon from President Donald Trump wiped away Flynn's conviction for lying to the FBI, or the FBI set him up, during the Russian investigation. In a 43-page order, the U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan made clear he was compelled to dismiss the case, and he also stressed that a pardon by himself did not mean that Flynn was innocent. Flynn had twice pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. Of course, they set him up. Okay, moving on. 10,000 Nigerians died in military custody, alleges Amnesty. Lagos, Nigeria, at least 10,000 civilians have died in Nigeria military custody since 2011 after being detained in connection with the Boko Haram insurgency in northeast Nigeria. Amnesty International charged Tuesday many of the victims died at the infamous Gawak Barracks in Maraguruga. Amnesty said in a report, in April 2017 alone, 166 corpses were transferred from Gowanda to the mortuary. This report is the latest to be made by international rights groups on abuses during the Boko Haram insurgency. China lashes out, condemns new U.S. Hong Kong sanctions, Taiwan arms sale. Taiwan lashed out at the U.S. on Tuesday over new sanctions for its actions in Hong Kong, as well as the sale of military equipment to Taiwan. Moves touching on sensitive issues in the nation's contentious relationship. The foreign ministry summoned Washington's top diplomat in China to express strong indignation and strong condemnation. The U.S. action seriously violates the basic norms of international relations. Vice Foreign Minister Zip Xiaowang was quoted as telling Deputy Chief of Mission Robert Fordham. So these Chinese aren't liking the Taiwan arms sale or the U.S. Hong Kong sanctions. So we'll see from there what happens. All right, we'll stop it right there. Give somebody else room to check in there. Thanks a lot, Bill, for running the net tonight. And always enjoy hearing you in there. So back to net there from Larry in Tennessee. N4ROQ on the Liberty Net.
Okay, N4ROQ, Liberty Net. This is KO4FE. Okay, thanks, Larry. Yeah, I'm kind of confused about this Taiwan thing, because I thought back years ago they had agreed that Taiwan was part of China, but apparently it's not that simple. Given all the trouble that China causes us, I'm fine with giving Taiwan all of the weapons they want. Okay, let me get it over to Bill. KC1GWM, this is KO4FE. Take it away, Bill.
Alrighty, KO4FE. This is KC1 going for it. Come on. Oh, they're very cool, you know. To all of Facebook friends, his dad and his brother are no longer friends with a Chinese, spy. Oh my God, that should be devastating at this time. We're dropping out that things are gonna go bad for the Chinese guy 1,000 left the state. You know, the United States. What the hell's going on here, you know? Are we all being sheeple? So what the hell is going on?
Yeah, Bill, you done?
Yeah, you got to come back on that.
Well, I don't know. You know, I was looking at a video that's, it's still up on the internet of a Chinese, I don't know if it was a general. He was talking about how the China had people at the highest levels in the United States. And so it doesn't surprise me. Swalwell's probably not even the biggest player in that. I suspect they probably, they got Hunter Biden and Joe on the payroll, so that's pretty high up if Biden gets in as president, over.
Yeah, for sure, you know. Where the hell is the security in the United States against the others, you know?
Well, General Flynn said that there's all kinds of anti-American people in the FBI, CIA, and the other intelligence services, and I would expect he was in a position to know. You could see that on, it's on Breitbart and several other ones where he talks about that. He calls them anti-American elements.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we're going to watch our back, guys, right now. And, of course, you all know that the hunters in America are the largest standing army in the world. Over.
Yeah, Roger, but I always wonder who are they going to use that army against?
When it comes push to shove, that a lot of veterans and the hunters of America will defend the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I'm sure there's lots of them that will, but then you got to worry about the ones that won't.
Well, I guess they're going to have to hand their arms over, aren't they?
Well, I remember back during Hurricane Katrina when they sent the reserves or the National Guard down there, and they had those guys on tape. They said, would you be willing to shoot an American citizen if he refused to turn over his gun when they were doing those illegal gun confiscations after Katrina? He said, well, I'll do whatever I'm ordered to do. So that doesn't really inspire much confidence when it comes to the military. You don't know what.
Yeah, well, you know, I know what you're saying, yep. U.S. military has to get their shit together, too. If not, they're going to take care of what they can do.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I'd like to have confidence in the military, but with all these political generals they got at the highest levels, I don't have a lot of confidence in anything that the government's running.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but just it would be nice to have a little faith that the military wouldn't turn their arms on the citizens of the state, you know.
Yeah, Roger. Well, we ought to be able to at least trust the military, but I don't think that's the case anymore. I mean, I'm sure there's some patriots in the military. I'm not, especially at the lower levels, but at the highest levels, the generals and on up, I don't put much faith in them.
At the point where I don't either, you know. Who's going to go against the Quam, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Roger. Well, let me see if Dave's got back in there. N0L IW. Dave, you in there? This is KO4FE. Anybody else want to check in for the 73 round on the Liberty Net? Give your call. Yep, I guess not. So I'll take another shot at it. Here's a story. You know, I always have to laugh. I don't know. Liberals are like, on one hand, they make you sick, and on the other hand, you can't help but laugh at them. You know, California's got all these environmental restrictions, and, you know, they don't want power plants. They don't want anybody using any petroleum products. They're put all these restrictions on everything. Well, listen to this. California is the top U.S. net importer of electricity. I guess they always think, well, if we ban power plants, then we won't use the electricity. Well, they're just importing it. It says California imports were among the largest in the United States last year when 25% of California's total electricity supply was imported, the Energy Information Administration said on Monday. Last year, California's net electricity imports were the largest in the country at 70.8 million megawatt hours, followed by Ohio, Massachusetts, Virginia, and Tennessee, EIA data showed. In California's case, the state utilities partly own and import power from several power plants in Arizona and Utah. California's electricity imports also include hydroelectric power from the Pacific Northwest, mostly across high-voltage transmission lines from Oregon to the Los Angeles area. This summer, amid the great heat wave, the largest U.S. solar state, California, was grappling with power issues and struggling to keep its electricity grid stable as demand exceeded supply. California energy consumers were warned of rolling outages as there was insufficient energy to meet the high demands during the heat wave in August. In California, where solar power supplies more than 20% of electricity as per the Solar Energy Industries Association, August rolling outages were the worst such outages since the 2000 to 2001 energy crisis in the state. Says according to the 2019 data from California Energy Commission, the state imported 30.7% of its renewables generated electricity supply and 69.3% of its non-renewable supply. While California was the biggest net importer of electricity in the U.S. last year, the largest net exporter of electricity was Pennsylvania. I was surprised to read that, with 70.5 million megawatt hours of exports, or 24% of the total supply. Other top exporters were Alabama, Illinois, Arizona, and West Virginia. So anyway, it says Pennsylvania's energy or electricity generation was the third largest in the United States in 2019 behind Texas and Florida. Natural gas fired and nuclear power plants produced most of Pennsylvania's electricity generation in 2019 at 43% and 36% respectively. Pennsylvania ranks second in the U.S. after Illinois in terms of nuclear power generating capacity. Well, I know they've been building gas power plants around here. They got a new one going on, I don't know, about 10 miles from me. I know some guys that quit the place where we were working down in West Virginia to work at this plant, and then they're also building these cracker plants where they can take natural gas and make it into almost any kind of a petroleum product. And there's also another gas plant, I'm trying to think, maybe 20 miles away. So they're building gas plants because we got the gas from all the fracking that's going on. And we're not getting any rolling blackouts or anything around here, that's for sure. But California, they banned all this stuff and say that they're going to go on solar power, but really they just import it from other states. Just typical liberal hypocrisy. All right, Bob, we're on the 73 round. One last go around. KA8JOY Liberty Net from KO4FE.
All righty, Bill. Thank you. KO4FE, KHOI in the group. Yeah, I knew Ohio got a lot of their power from the state of Pennsylvania. We have a couple nuke plants up here up north, but they keep on shutting them down, and so we end up having to get some electricity through the Youngstown area and down by the river at the edge of Pennsylvania. So my last article is from Fox News. Good old Hunter Biden. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware is investigating Hunter Biden's tax affairs. President-elect Joe Biden's son confirmed Wednesday, saying he is taking the matter very seriously and is confident he handles his affairs legally and appropriately. Kind of makes you think of Bill Clinton. I did not have sex with that woman. Quote, I learned yesterday for the first time that the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware advised my legal counsel. Also yesterday, they were investigating my tax affairs, Hunter Biden said in a statement. I take this matter very seriously, but I am confident that a professional and objective review of these matters will demonstrate that I handled my affairs legally and appropriately, including the benefit of professional tax advisors. Yeah, all the money he got out of China and the barista thing. I wonder if he ever paid that female that he got pregnant and had a child with and was stiffing her for the child support. A well-placed government source told Fox News that Hunter Biden is a subject target of the grand jury investigation, according to the source. A target means that there is a high probability that the person committed a crime, while a subject is someone who didn't know for sure his commitment of the crime. Well, he's being called a target, so... The source said President-elect Biden is not a subject of any grand jury investigation at this time. Oh, dear Jesus, please get him caught up in this, too. Of course, then we'd end up with that crazy Harris, so... The source also tells Fox News that the investigation was predicted in part by suspicious activity reports regarding suspicious foreign transactions. Yeah, he's a millionaire because of all his illegal actions when his father was VP. Another source familiar with the investigation tells Fox News that the suspicious activity reports were regarding funds from China and other foreign nations. A Treasury Department official who did not comment on the investigation spoke broadly about the SARs, telling Fox News that SARs are filed for financial institutions if there is something out of the ordinary about a particular transaction. The official told Fox News that the mere filing of an SAR, that's that suspicious activity, does not mean that there has been a criminal act or violation, but instead flags that a transaction is out of the ordinary for the customer. The official noted, though, those SARs could be part of a money laundering or tax investigation. In a separate statement, the Biden-Harris transition team said, quote, President-elect Biden is deeply proud of his son, who has fought through difficult challenges, including the vicious personal attacks in the recent months, only to emerge stronger. What about the vicious attacks that they always are doing to our president? In October, Fox News first reported that the FBI subpoenaed a laptop and hard drive reportedly belonging to Hunter Biden in connection with a money laundering investigation in late 2019. It is unclear at this point whether the subpoenas came as part of the U.S. Attorney Delaware's investigation into Biden's tax affairs. It is also unclear whether the FBI money laundering investigation was ongoing or directly related. One of the documents obtained by Fox News was designated as an FBI receipt of property form, which details the Bureau's interactions with Paul, John Paul Mac Isaac, the owner of the Mac shop, who reported the laptop's contents. That's that whole laptop thing. And then the next few pages are just receipts of stuff that they have taken into custody that belonged to good old Hunter Biden. So, but again, if it was a Trump, I mean, it would be making every news. But since it's Biden, we're going to try to push it under the table. Just like with he, as a senator, he was fingering Tara Reid. We slid that right under the table, and it disappeared. So, they're all crooked. It's amazing. All righty, Mr. Bill. Thank you for running the net. I'll stay here to the end. KO4FE, KAHJOY.
Okay, KAHJOY, Liberty Net from KO4FE. You know, Bob, I think what would be if Trump can't prevail at the Supreme Court in this election, I think he ought to leave Biden a nice president, a present, and have Barr assign a special prosecutor to investigate his China dealings. And then let him worry about that for the next 4 years. I think it would be poetic justice. So anyway, let me throw it down to Larry, see what he's got on the last go-around here. N4ROQ, Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Okay, thank you. Wyoming health official calls pandemic a communist plot. This comes from Casper, Wyoming. A Wyoming Department of Health official involved in the state's response to the coronavirus questioning the legitimacy of the pandemic and described a forthcoming vaccine as a biological weapon in a recent event. The so-called pandemic and efforts to develop a vaccine are plots by Russia and China to spread communism worldwide, Department Readiness and Countermeasures Manager Edgar Shepard said at the November the 10th event held by the group Keep Colorado Free and Open. Wyoming officials declined to comment, so I don't know if this guy knows what they're putting in these vaccines or not, but he might have an idea. So it could be a Russian and Chinese plot. Who knows? Okay, let's see. Moving on from there. With two coronavirus vaccines under emergency review by the Food and Drug Administration, the nation's attention is turning to who will get the vaccine first and when. A big question remains, will Americans be required to get the vaccinated? For some, the short answer is yes, public health and legal experts say, but a mandate is not likely, and likely not to come from the federal government. Instead, employers and states may condition return or access to workplaces, schools, and colleges upon getting the vaccine and mandate it once the FDA issues full approval. It's much more likely that a private organization or company will require you to be vaccinated to get certain access to places, said Arthur Kaplan, the bioethics professor at NYU Grossman School of Medicine. People worry about the president, governor, or county executive telling them what to do. I don't think that's going to happen. At an August 10 hall hosted by Healthline, Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said the vaccine won't be mandatory. I don't think you'll see a mandated vaccine, particularly for the general public, Fauci said. On Friday, President-elect Joe Biden said he will not make vaccinations mandatory. So, famous last words. We'll see what happens to all this. Okay, let's see. The rule will allow airlines to ban some animals. The Department of Transportation announced from Wednesday that it will revise rules on flying with emotional support animals
and will no longer consider them to be service animals, which are required by law to be allowed to fly with passengers on commercial airlines. The revised Air Carrier Access Act rules define a service animal as a dog that is individually trained to do work or perform tasks for the benefit of a person with a disability. The DOT said it no longer considers an emotional support animal to be a service animal, paving the way for airlines to ban them. Policies will be set by individual airlines but must meet DOT rules, which will go into effect 30 days after the final ruling is published in the Federal Register. The new DOT rule will allow airlines to require flyers with a service animal to fill out a form up to 48 hours in advance. They'll also be allowed to require a service animal to fit within its handler's foot space on the plane. This could be problematic for larger service animals. Okay. And from there, see if we can find us another one or so here. Looks like UK has begun vaccinating its citizens. It's from touch from London a year after a mysterious new respiratory disease emerged in Wuhan, China, upending patterns of life and work. The United Kingdom on Tuesday became the first Western country to start vaccinating its population against a virus that has killed more than 1.5 million people. And taken tens of millions more. In a landmark moment in the coronavirus pandemic, about 50 hospitals in the UK state-run National Health Service started administering the COVID-19 inoculation to people over the age 80 who either are hospitalized or outpatient appointment schedule. Some nursing home workers also received the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine. Others will have to wait their turn. The first recipient of the Pfizer shot was Margaret Keenan, a grandmother who turned 91 next week. She received the shot at University Hospital Coventry at 6:31 a.m. So UK is starting to shoot up these vaccines already. And let's see, one more article here. This is regarding civil rights advocates won't say with Biden. So they're wanting to be able to tell Biden what to do here. Pandemic and systematic racism. Systematic racism among priorities. Washington, with only weeks until a change in the nation's leadership, civil rights leaders and advocacy groups are calling on President-elect Joe Biden to prioritize tackling COVID-19, systematic racism, food insecurities, and other issues disproportionately affecting communities of color. They also want to provide input as Biden crafts his agenda, selects people to head key agencies, and fills top posts in his administration. The transition phase is perhaps one of the most important because it sets the tone for how everything else will operate, said Derek Johnson, president of the National NAACP. We need to make sure the right voices are at the table. Any year when protesters call for racial justice in communities across the country and the pandemic has hit Black and Latino communities at disproportionate rates, civil rights leaders, advocates, and lawmakers say it's urgent that the administration listen to their concerns and act. So hoping Biden signals his priorities early and say that list should include immigration changes, criminal justice reforms, an accurate census, and voting rights protections. It is an important moment changing the tone is pretty key, said Eric Rodriguez, Senior Vice President of Policy and Advocacy of UDOS, U.S., a nonpartisan group advocating for issues important to Latinos. We're reaching an exhaustion point. Leaders of several national civil rights groups, including NAACP and the National Urban League, are disappointing a meeting that requested Biden 3 weeks ago to discuss issues such as the pandemic, and his appointment hasn't happened. You're talking about the kind of issues that are the major concern for black people, said Melanie Campbell, president of the National Coalition on Black Civic Participation, one of seven groups asking for the meeting. We need to be at his decision-making table, and the diversity needs to be reflected from the top. The cabinet itself, who is running the agencies, all of that matters. So the blacks are, and these civil rights groups are trying to get in and help Biden run this country, everybody. So we'll see what they come up with. It usually is not going to be good. So back to that there, Bill, from Larry in Tennessee on the Great Liberty Net, N4ROQ.
Okay, N4ROQ from KO4FE. Okay, Larry, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens with that vaccine when it comes out. I've heard a couple different stories from various black figures. On one hand, they say black people ought to get it first because they're suffering from systematic racism. And then another one said that they weren't going to be used as guinea pigs, so they didn't want to have it first. So I don't know. I guess no matter what they do, they're going to lose if they give it to blacks first. Then if there's any kind of adverse reactions, they'll be claiming that's white supremacy, using black people as guinea pigs for the vaccine. If they don't give it to them first, they'll say they're been deprived due to white supremacy. So I don't know what the hell Biden, he probably ain't gonna win either way. So anyway, let's get it over to Bill on the 73 round, KC1GWM, Liberty Net from KO4FE. Take it away.
Yeah, I thought I checked out on the AM window, but yeah, I've had enough for tonight. This whole thing is really getting to me. And I wish y'all a great, great evening. So I'll see you later. Over and out.
Okay, Bill, KC1GWM. All right, Bill, well, thanks for checking in. Hope to see you Saturday night. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and slam the door on this Wednesday night Liberty Net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. So anyway, thanks for to the people that checked in, and we will see you all Saturday night. So take it easy. This is KO4FE.
73, KHOA.
73, everybody, N4OK.
I'm going to keep you down.